Next, we're going to do just a really basic exercise for balancing your chakras. Now, remember that in this class, I'm not going to go over all of the qualities of each chakra. We could actually spend a whole day, a whole afternoon at the least, on studying all of the different qualities of each chakra. So now, while we're spending time together, we are going to practice balancing these chakras. But I am going to go over some basics. So those of you who are new to the chakra system, I don't think any of you are actually, but those of you who are totally new to it, you'll at least have the basics of what we're working on. So, as I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of different aspects to our energy body. And one of the important aspects of your energy body is your chakras. This is a system that is from Indian Ayurveda. And so this is why when you go to a yoga class, they will often mention chakras. Like this yoga pose, that's a hip opener yoga pose, helps to open your root chakra. That's why they talk about chakras in a yoga class, because yoga also originates from the Indian tradition. Okay, so I point that out because in this course we're also learning Reiki, and Reiki is from the Japanese tradition. And so some people, if I don't explain this, if they're kind of new to this, they think that maybe the chakras are part of Reiki. And it actually is not even from this. It doesn't originate from, like, Reiki is a system that originated from Japan, and the chakra system originates from India, but it flows really well together. It works very well together. You can actually use Reiki healing to open and balance your chakras. But for today, we're not even going to get into doing that. We're going to do a simple technique. We're going to use a couple of techniques to balance our chakras. You actually have lots and lots of chakras, but we are going to focus on the 7 primary chakras of your energy body. So these 7 primary chakras run along the center line of your body, and they start at the base of your spine, below where you're sitting, okay? And they go all the way up your midline to the top, a few inches above the crown of your head. And I'm gonna go through each one, just briefly what each one is, and then there will be much more of a description when you get into Module 8. You'll be able to learn what all of the physical issues and emotional issues and spiritual issues connected with each of the chakras. For now, I want you to have the tool of being able to balance your chakras, even if you don't know all of the metaphysical connections of each one, right? So this is like this is like brushing your teeth and brushing your hair and taking a shower, and actually you would take a shower before you brush your hair. Okay, and then balance your chakras before you head out to work in the morning. So back to each one, we have these 7 primary chakras. The first one is your root chakra, which is also called the base chakra. And it's located a couple inches below your perineum. So below the base of your spine, below your pubic bone, you have this vortex of energy. And the color usually associated with that chakra is the color red. I will give a little tiny nutshell definition of each chakra so you have some idea. This chakra is connected with any issues revolving around survival. So making sure that you have enough money to pay your bills, food to eat, roof over your head, also your family unit, your tribe, whether they're biological or not, your support system in the world, okay? And then we move up the body to the area between the pubic bone and the belly button. So your lower belly and your lower back. When we see pictures of the chakras, it makes it look like you just have these six circles that don't move, or just these like basic circles that are over the front of your body. But the chakras are not just circles, they are vortices of moving energy, like a tornado, kind of like a funnel. And they are in the front of your body and the back of your body. So except for the root chakra, that's beneath your tailbone, but beneath your pubic bone, okay? So you're sitting on it. But then as we go up the body, then these are in the different dimension, right? These are the front and the back of you. So this chakra is the sacral chakra. And it's the sacral chakra because it's connected with your sacrum. This is associated with the color orange. And this is your sensual energy, sexual energy. Not to be confused with the real primal sexual desires. And anything that's primal desires, primal needs, that's your root chakra. But when you get into relationships, sensuality, romance, that's your sacral chakra. That's your second chakra. And then, and we can also hold creative energy here too. As women, we birth new ideas, projects, and so on. And then we move up to the above the belly button, the upper abdomen. That is the solar plexus chakra. And that is associated with the color yellow. And that is your power center. That is whether you are in your power or not. Are you feeling victimized, or are you really standing up for yourself? If you experienced childhood abuse, then you may have had some damage to this chakra. So that's something that you can do Reiki on. You can do Reiki on this chakra to send it extra healing. And then we move up to the heart center, the front of the chest and the back of the chest. This is the heart chakra. It's associated with the color green. I usually visualize it as a beautiful clear emerald green. And this is love and compassion. We also hold grief here as well. And then we move up the center line of the body, and we move up to the throat chakra, which is the front of the throat and the back of the neck. And this is a beautiful sapphire blue, a beautiful sky blue. This is your communication center. This is speaking your truth. Not only that, this is how you express yourself in the world. And this is how you express your will. What is it that you want? Do you express that? This is why we use that chakra color to set up your grid of protection around you. Okay. Then we move up to the brow chakra. This is located a little bit above your eyebrows, between your two eyebrows. And it is the color indigo, a bluey purple. The back of this chakra is actually at the base of the skull. So it's not right behind it, but it's the base of the skull. Beautiful indigo blue. This is your intuition and insight. And then we move up to the crown of the head, where your crown chakra is. The crown chakra is on the same dimension, the same position as the root chakra. So it's parallel with the floor. So the crown chakra is an inch or two above the crown of your head. And it is usually a whitish violet color. And this is your connection with spirit. This is your connection with God, source, your connection with your loved ones on the other side. Your connection with your spirit guides and angels and your higher self. I think that this chakra also is your connectedness with your sense of purpose in life. If this chakra is shut down, then you might feel that you don't have a sense of purpose. Feel disconnected from your source. So now that we've gone through all seven of those, I want to also point out, I gave a brief explanation of each one, but also each one of these chakras is connected with physical attributes as well. So generally speaking, whatever part of the body that chakra exists, that those are the organs that are going to benefit. So for example, the heart chakra, an open heart chakra is going to support a strong heart, lungs, thymus, etc. Okay, and your digestive system is going to benefit from both of your abdominal chakras being open and healthy. Okay. All right. So now we're going to learn this really easy technique for opening your chakras. And what you're going to do is use your hand to spin your chakras. There are more complicated ways of doing this, but we're doing the simple, quick, and easy version of this. We want all of your chakras to be going in a clockwise direction. Okay? And that's the direction that they should be going. Now, if we were doing the more complicated version of this, I would have you spin your chakras counterclockwise first to clear out any blockages, and then clockwise to spin it in the way that it's supposed to spin. So we're going to do this simple version where we just spin your chakras clockwise. And so you don't actually have to be completely over the exact chakra. You're using your physical body, making an action with your physical body to give instructions to your body, to give an intention. So, for example, I'm sitting with my legs open here, and I'm spinning like in front of my open thighs, right? I'm not actually reaching under my chair. You don't have to. So I'm going to just spin. Imagine that you've got a clock, and 12 o'clock, you're going to go clockwise. So you just take your hand with your fingers pointed down and just spin. You just let your wrist rotate. Just spin a couple times. You can spin slowly if you're kind of sensitive energetically. You can just spin. And you really only have to spin about 5 times. Okay. It doesn't have to be an exact number. It gets tricky then when you're trying to spin your chakras over your body. Then people overthink it and they think, well, is the clock in front of me or is it on me? So this is what I want you to do. I want you to imagine that you take a clock, just like a little plastic round analog clock from Walmart or something, and you take it. It's a wall clock. You take it and the 12 o'clock, you're looking at it, 12 o'clock is on top. I want you to take it and lay it down on your lower abdomen so that the 12 o'clock is on your pubic bone and the 6 o'clock is on your belly button. Okay, so now you've got that clock. Now you're going to spin clockwise. So the clock is kind of upside down on your body. Like that. Now you're spinning your sacral chakra. Same thing, you're going to imagine that clock now is over your solar plexus chakra, and the 12 o'clock is your belly button, 6 o'clock is your sternum, the bottom of your sternum, so you spin. Now from here, if you've developed some muscle memory by now, doing it this way, you can just take that same motion, that clockwise motion, move it up to your heart. And then take that same clockwise motion, move it up to your throat. Take that same motion, move it up to your third eye. And then move it up. You're going to change dimensions, so now it's above your head. You're making a little halo above your head.
So where's the 12 and the 6 above your head?
Uh-huh. Okay, 12 is the front of your head.
Okay.
And 6 o'clock is the back of your head. There, you got it. Mm-hmm. Good question. So that is a chakra spin. Now, if I were to ask you to do it really quick, to do a real quickie one, would you be able to? Start with your root chakra. Let's do it now. You're going to do a quickie spin. Root chakra.
So 12 is at your knees.
12 is at your knees.
6 is at your behind.
6 is at your behind. Yes. Yeah. And now you're going to move up. Pubic bone is 12 o'clock at the sacral chakra. And move it up. Up, 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 up. So a chakra spin can literally take you 5 seconds every morning while you're brushing your teeth. Left-handed, and then you balance your... Well, that would be kind of hard, wouldn't it? Exactly. So you can do it while you're waiting for your conditioner to soak in, whatever, while you're in the shower. Or while you're making your coffee or something in the morning. Okay, so are there any questions about that process? That is chakra spinning.
Okay.
And
I got to review this one more time.
Yeah, that's okay.
So when you start, you do it parallel to the floor, and the 12 is in the front, the 6 is in the back,
mm-hmm.
and then you go vertically, and 12 is at the bottom, 6 is at the top. So
yes.
It's like the same thing I learned, I pledge allegiance to the flag, drop it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. That's right.
Okay. And that's then right. When you go up to your head again, 12
is the front of your
the
head.
Front. Mm-hmm.
6
in the back.
6 is the back of your head. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You will see this again. This will show up in a video somewhere. So if you forget, then you'll learn it again, okay? But I encourage you to practice this tomorrow so you don't forget it, okay? So now you have a really simple practice. That of the first part that we practiced was really bathing your, not just your aura, but your entire energy body in all of these different colors to activate different healing aspects for you and clearing and enhancing your energy. And then a really quick and easy way for spinning, balancing, and opening your chakras. So you could do all of this if you got really good at it and confident. You could do both the aura cleanse with the colors and the chakra spin. You could do all of that in 3 minutes. If you got really clear about, if you had like a list of the colors and you just say like white and you just imagine it just filling you up. And then violet. And then the next color, and you just do a big shower of color, and then you take 5 seconds, and you spin your chakras, and you are ready to go out the door in the morning and greet your day. Any other questions? Okay. You know, over the bathroom break, after we had worked with all the colors, I said that it looked really sparkly in here. But now as I look at all of you, you all look more grounded than any other class we have ever had. Usually I have to ground you at the end. And you all look like super grounded. You're sitting differently than normally. So I know you're all going to be good to go for driving today. Awesome. Now it's time to set intentions for our month.